The Eighth Illusion. The illusion of conditionality may be used to experience that aspect of yourself which exists without condition, and which can love without condition for that very reason. You are an unconditional being, yet you cannot know that you are an unconditional being because there is no condition in which you are not unconditional. You are therefore in no condition. This is true, literally. You are in no condition to do anything. You can only be. Yet pure beingness does not satisfy you. For this reason, you have created the illusion of conditionality. This is the idea that one part of you, one part of life, one part of God, depends on another in order to be. This is an outgrowth or an enlargement of your illusion of disunity, which in turn springs from your illusion of need, which is the first illusion. There's really only one illusion, and everything else is as an enlargement of that, like a balloon blowing up. It is from the illusion of conditionality that what you call relativity was created. Hot and cold, for instance, are really not opposites, but the very same thing in a different condition. Everything is the same thing. There's only one energy, and that is the energy you call life. The word God may be used interchangeably here. It is the individual and specific vibration of this energy that you refer to as its condition. Under certain conditions, certain things occur and appear to be what you would call true. For instance, up is up and down is down, under certain conditions. Your astronauts learned that in outer space, definitions of up and down disappeared. Truth changed because conditions changed. Changing conditions create changing truth. Truth is nothing more than a word meaning what is so right now. Yet what is so is always changing. Therefore, truth is always changing. Your world has shown you this. Your life has demonstrated this to you. The process of life is, in fact, change. Reduced to one word, life is change. God is life. Therefore, God is change. In one word, God is change. God is a process. Not a being, but a process. And that process is called change. Some of you might prefer the word evolution. God is the energy that evolves, or that which becomes. That which becomes needs no special condition in order to become. Life simply becomes what it becomes, and in order for you to define it, describe it, quantify it, measure it, and try to control it, you ascribe certain conditions to it. Yet life has no conditions. It simply is. Life is what it is. I am that I am. You may now fully understand this ancient enigmatic statement for the first time. When you know that conditions must appear to exist in order for you to experience non-conditionality, that is, in order for you to know God, you will bless the conditions of your life and every condition that you have ever experienced. These conditions have allowed you to experience that you are larger than any of them, larger than all of them combined. Your life has shown you this. Think of this for a moment, and you will see that this is true. Imagine a condition in which you have found yourself, in which you have imagined yourself to be. Have you ever risen above that condition to discover that you have overcome it? In truth, you did not overcome it at all. You never were it. You simply threw off your idea that this condition in which you found yourself was you. You saw yourself as bigger than that, other than that. I am not my condition, you may have said. I am not my handicap. I am not my job. I am not my wealth or lack of it. I am not this. This is not who I am. People have made such declarations have produced extraordinary experiences in their lives. extraordinary outcomes. They have thus used the illusion of conditionality to recreate themselves anew in the next grandest version of the greatest vision they ever held about who they are. Because of this, there are those who have blessed the very conditions of life that others have condemned. For they have embraced these conditions as a great gift, allowing them to see and declare the truth of their being. When you bless the conditions of your life, you change them, for you are calling them something other than what they appear to be, even as you are calling yourself something other than what you appear to be. It is at this point that you begin to consciously create, and not merely notice, the conditions and circumstances of your life. For you will know that you have always been and always will be the perceiver and the definer of every condition. What one person perceives as poverty, you may perceive as abundance. What one person defines as defeat, you may define as victory, as you will when you decide that every failure is a success. Thus you will experience yourself as the creator of every condition. Its imaginer, if you will, but only if it is your will, since true conditionality does not exist. In that moment you will cease blaming any other person, place, or thing in your life for the life of your experience. And the whole of your experience, past, present, and future, will change. You will know that you have never truly been victimized, and what you know, you will grow. Ultimately, you will realize that there are no victims. Always remember that. There are no victims.